Now, thousands of people from far and wide made their way last week to Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, not for fireworks and s'mores. It was the annual gathering of the Rainbow Family of Living Light. The loosely organized event brought a lot of people to the region near the city of Iron River. WPR's Superior-based reporter Danielle Kading was there. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob, I think I did see s'mores at the gathering.
Okay, we will correct that in post. So now, Danny, before we get to what this thing was, just paint us a picture for people who weren't here, because this is a kind of a vivid scene.
Okay, it's about an hour hike to get there, first off. It's on a forest road, and you hike into this open meadow. And when you get there, at the height of the 4th of July ceremony, everybody's holding hands across this vast meadow. There must be hundreds of people. You know, there were at least 5,000 people there on that day. And they're all holding hands, and they're just saying, om, and they're humming like that for what seemed like 15 minutes. And they're all wearing tie-dye, and some had elaborate costumes. Like, one had a rainbow-colored jester outfit carrying a flat disco ball. I saw Gumby. Some people were wearing nothing at all. And they're just observing this moment of peace and meditation. And then when that ends, they just erupt into cheers and celebration and begin dancing and playing music and hugging one another and saying, I love you. And it was unlike anything else I've ever seen.
Who, this is not a household name, I think, this group. Who are the Rainbow Family of Living Light?
Yeah, the Rainbow Family of Living Light is a loose-knit group. They've been meeting every year in a national forest since 1972. And they have no official leaders. They pretty much rely on one another for the things they need, like food or water or medical supplies when they're at the gathering. People can donate during dinner circles at night to help fund expenses. But they rely on each other a lot.
You talked to some people about this gathering. What kind of things did you hear from participants who journeyed to Wisconsin?
You know, a lot of them shared in that idea of love and peace and unity being a common thread, knitting them all together. Others, they all kind of took away their own meaning from the gathering. One person I talked to, Jeffrey Carpenter of Baltimore, Maryland, he went by the rainbow name Yona, and he said that it welcomed people as they are.
So if you want to be a nudist, that's cool. If you want to be a train punk, that's cool too. If you want to be like a hard Krishna, you want to be like anything. Like it's all kind of wide open. It feels like for me, it just feels like a large, like, no judgment zone.
Is that a general gist you got from people who were there?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of them felt like this was a place where people accepted them, where they knew they were going to be treated well, and that if they needed anything, somebody was going to be there for them. You know, I was hiking back out of the woods after collecting sound for the day, and I came across a woman, and she said, you know, a couple of people just helped me get my car out of the mud because it was raining, and the forest roads, you know, tend to be dirt roads. So she said, I think I'm going to go back for more. So there was this idea that, you know, they were kind of getting rejuvenated by being together and sharing in this idea of peace and unity and love.
So this is in national forests around the country, this time in northern Wisconsin. What did you hear from local people? I think local communities kind of dwarfed by this large gathering.
Yeah, I think people, some local people in town were skeptical of the Rainbow Family. One cashier I talked to, Abby Nelson at O'Brien's Sea Store in Iron River, said shops were keeping a close eye after reports of some Rainbow members shoplifting.
Were there any arrests or other types of incidents along the way?
Oh, yes. Also, Bayfield County Sheriff Paul Susenka said that there were about 30 arrests, but he said that all in all, things seemed to go pretty smoothly.
Is this the sort of event that they would welcome back to the Iron River area, do you think, from what you heard?
You know, I think there's mixed feelings on that. I think some people were happy to see the extra business that it brought in and people shopping at their stores and, you know, the concept that they were working on, you know, peace and love and unity. I think other people felt that it brought nothing but trouble.
And I understand we'll hear more from this. Danielle, you're going to work on a Wisconsin Life piece about the Rainbow Gathering event.
Yes, yes. I will be doing a piece for Maureen McCollum, and I'm looking forward to it.
Danny, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. We talked with her today about last week's Rainbow Gathering. It drew thousands of people to Wisconsin's North Woods. Coming up, we'll look at the high risk of concussions in women's soccer and why our guest says it's not getting the attention it deserves. She's calling for, among other things, more research into the way concussions impact women and girls in athletics. And you can get in there now with maybe your story, your experience, your observations. If you played, if you parented, if you coached, you can email us right now at ideas@wpr.org with your experiences and your questions.